Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. China is leading the way for the establishment of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. The bank, which will initially be capitalized for $50 to $100 billion, should go into operation within a year. This bank will be a direct competitor of the U.S.-dominated World Bank. It has already hired multiple former World Bank employees. The existing International Monetary Fund and World Bank, by their actions, are supporting the U.S. dollar. The Chinese insist that the AIIB will be structured so that no nation will dictate its decision-making process. However, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank will almost certainly be influenced by the Chinese and have virtually no American presence. The U.S. government had pressured Western central banks to not be founding members of this new bank, but completely struck out. Last week, Australia, France, Germany, Italy, and the United Kingdom, and others, all announced that they would join the AIIB. What does this mean for the U.S. dollar? And what does this mean for you? A lot of bad news. The AIIB will not issue U.S. dollar loans. Instead, look for most loans to be denominated in Chinese yuan. To the extent this reduces demand for U.S. dollar loans from the IMF and World Bank, that will lead to a flood of U.S. dollars being repatriated to the U.S. Treasury. This fall in the international stature of the U.S. dollar is going to mean two things for the average American on the street. First, the value of the U.S. dollar is going to fall against other currencies. Second, American consumer prices will go up. In fact, they will rise by a lot. How has the world reacted to former staunch U.S. allies lining up behind the new bank? In the last week, the value of the dollar plunged 3%. How low and how fast will it decline? I don't know. But I do expect the dollar to keep falling against gold, silver, and other currencies over the next couple of years. If you get out of the U.S. dollar and dollar-denominated stocks and bonds sooner than later, you will be better able to afford the higher consumer prices coming our way. That is it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.